Kilman on cliffcentral.com.
Right then, let's say hello to Bokang Lehabe, founder and creative director of Buka Creations. Bokang is a young creative from very humble beginnings, has a next level dope Instagram, and joins us now live from where in the world are you?
I am currently in Cape Town.
Nice. All you creatives like Cape Town, huh? That's like where you gravitate towards.
Yeah, well, it gives you that creative freedom, just not too much in a hurry, but to actually spend time and develop your art.
I dig it. You're a designer and stylist. You've won loads of awards and you've been recognized by very cool people like Design and Daba. Bokang, talk to me for a second. When you started taking this creative industry very seriously and started looking at it as an industry that you would want to make your life's work?
Well, I have to say I started taking it very seriously in my second year of study. That's when I actually saw that I can actually push it to the next level. And ever since then, I've been learning from the people around me and just trying to expand my knowledge of what I've gained from studying and everything.
And support from family and support from friends in terms of navigating the space and going into it full time?
Yes, my family has been, well, a very good support structure and everything, along with my friends. They are the ones that have been assisting me in getting and making sure that I get all the opportunities that I can get to just grow my brand and grow my knowledge and just, yeah, get out there.
Take me through for a second some of the coolest things that you feel that you've done, and let's get an insight into some of your recent projects that you're really, really proud of.
Let me see. Some of the coolest things that I've done, it will have to start first with my graduate collection when I was graduating. It was titled The Roots Collection. Basically, that one, I just wanted to more raise awareness to breast cancer, especially in the rural areas. That particular collection gained tremendous amount of, from local to international press. They kind of loved the whole concept of it, as I used literally hair to create the entire range. Wow. And then from there on, I moved to the PPC Imaginarium, where I won the award for that, the fashion category, where there I worked completely with cement. And then further on, I've mostly tried to push limits when it comes to fashion and just see how I can just bring this ridiculous things that people don't actually see you think about when it comes to fashion into fashion, basically.
I mean, we're in the thick of Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week in Johannesburg at the moment. It's happening in Sandton. And I always look at it and think, like, some of that stuff on the runway, I'm not so sure. How do you strike the balance between, art and then stuff that's commercially viable and it's going to, pay the bills?
You see, Ari, there's a different way of looking at fashion. There's those things that are not quite commercially viable, but they are mainly there just to send trends in terms of what to expect when you get to your roundabout retail store and everything, just to give you that direction of what's yet to be worn. And then there are some of the stuff that is more commercially viable, that is just more trickle down from this art pieces. Mm. How I said it is that if I'm going to do a major runway, most people can get into any department store and look at clothes. So you give them that piece of art when you go to your Mercedes-Benz Fashion Weeks or any other fashion week. That's how I would normally showcase my work. But then just giving them an idea of what's yet to come in store and everything.
Talk to me about the creative process. I mean, do you set aside time to design something new? Does it come to you while you're driving? Like, how does it sort of trigger in your scenario?
For me, I get inspired by almost everything. I can literally just be walking down the road and then this awesome concept just jumps into my head. It's not like I have to set up some time. That's why I always have my sketchbook with me for when that inspiration hits. At least I can sketch something or work through it, and then it would come in handy later on when I need to put a collection together or something.
And in terms of getting the word out there, I mean, you have to take a large, part of the responsibility for getting people to consume your work and see your work. Talk to me about wearing all the different hats, wearing the hat of being out there and marketing yourself, and then also wearing the hat of making the stuff in the first place and how you sort of strike that balance.
Well, it is something that any creative has to go through. You have to know that if it is something that you believe strongly in, you have to find a way of balancing everything. For me, it's just one of those things that I know I focus on the creative aspect of my brand and everything. I do have team that would focus on the other parts to helping us make sure that we grow this brand, Booker Creations, into what we would like it to become in the future. So we're just taking it slowly by slow. But for me, my main point is for me to just focus on the creatives and making sure that we have an awesome product that people can actually see and believe in so that we can actually get to the point that we like.
Where are we at with promoting and really doing all we can with our local fashion industry before we start looking at the overseas brands and sort of glorifying them? Where are we at from a sort of fashion retail perspective in SA, do you think?
Ari, I have to say we are actually in a good space right now. Like the beginning of the year, I got involved with Wear SA. They are mainly campaigning for proudly South African products, well, proudly locally made products where we can show that, you know what, we are in South Africa. We don't need to be looking at your European styles or everything. We've got a good product here. We've got very good creativity this side too. That's why you can see most of your European runways, they actually start taking a page out of our book. So I've been involved with Wear SA, where we just want to campaign more on our local brands, trying to also show the world out there that we have something very good this side. So I think we are in a good space when it comes to that.
Taking a look at your Instagram, and obviously a lot of your work is on Instagram. And I mean, you know, one looks at just where we're at in terms of the ability to use platforms like Instagram and platforms that social media has provided us with to get a message out there and that. And certainly it's an interesting time to be someone in your shoes, because you have to visually represent yourself on so many different platforms. You can't just represent the brand in person, sort of in real life. You've got to, you know, create campaigns that are going to expose your stuff online to people that may not be able to touch base with it in real life. How do you sort of harness the potential of what online has provided us with to do the best that you can with what you're doing?
We are lucky enough to be living in this digital era, but so we know, I can see what some of the greatest brands out there, the ones that I would like to reach their level, are doing. And then I can see how I can channel it into my clientele, into how I should be running my campaigns to reach that international platform and everything. And that's how big platforms like your Design Endeavor, your Wear SA, or all the other platforms that I've been in get to notice my work, because of how we've program our campaigns and everything. So it's not necessarily about just posting a picture just for the sake of posting a picture, but knowing the relevance why we're posting that picture.
Yeah, you've kind of got to get the flow right and make sure that it's going to be something that's going to, you know, yield results. Listen, it's been very cool speaking to you. I can tell from this conversation why you were one of Design Indaba's emerging creatives for 2016. Where to next? What's the big plan of action here, Bokang?
Where to next? Ari, we have quite a few things planned out, but currently we're just making sure that our online store gets very good, that we relaunch our online store in the next few months. And then from there on, there is another campaign, and a very big national campaign that I'll be embarking on. I can't say much about it right now, but it is something to be looked out for.
Very, very exciting. And when you're in Joburg, you're going to stop by and say hi, right?
I will definitely do that, Ari.
Fantastic. You can keep up with Bokang. It's at Bokang Lehabe on social media. That there is the founder and creative director of Buka Creations. Bokang, thank you very much for hanging out.
You're more than welcome. Thank you for having me.
One of Design Indaba's emerging creatives for 2016 there. Very cool conversation.
How to start your great with Kellogg's and the Kelman 20.
Don't procrastinate. Do what you want to do and do it now.
Be as good as you can, but they can't actually ignore you.
Run your own race and stop comparing yourself to other people.
On your own pace, your own race, your own lane.
Love yourself enough to work on yourself and be honest with yourself.
The main thing is action every single day. Small attainable goals that will get you in the right direction.
Hashtag start your great.
Hillman on cliffcentral.com.